Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. We are so grateful to be here once again here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are a circle of friends. We know a friend who's closer than a brother. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus Christ himself. And so we're glad to be here on this Monday, the 15th day of June 2020. God is doing great things. It's marvelous in our eyes, and we're just grateful that each one has joined us already. Those who are here, those who will come later, we appreciate each and every person that God has allowed to be here for such a time as this. And so this morning, we're just thanking God for all his mercies. His mercies endure forever and ever. I thank everyone for your prayers as we traveled from Spring, Texas, back to the Atlanta area. We made it safely, and it is so wonderful to know that God continues to hear and answer our prayers. So pray this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we thank you this morning for you are good and you are God. You are great. You are wonderful. There is nothing better than you, God, better than knowing you, Father. Thank you, Father, that you're everywhere. You see all things. All power is in your hands and the world is ruled at your command. We thank you that you continue to hasten your word to perform it, O God. And Lord, we know that your word would not go out and return to you void. It shall accomplish what we sent it to do, what you sent it to do as we speak your word, God. And that's why we pray your word, Father, because we know that it is powerful, Lord. It is beautiful, God. It is life unto us, O God. And we know that you are wonderful in giving us the Bible, O God, so that we can read that word and everything that we need in our lives is in the book, the Bible. And so we're grateful for the word of God. And in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And all the things that we know, oh God, have come from you, Lord. It's making a difference in our lives, oh God. So this morning, Father, we thank you for Jesus Christ. We thank you for the blood. Thank you, Lord, for his pain and the shame that he endured on the cross, oh God, and the pain when he went up the hill, Golgotha, because of the stripes, Lord, that he endured on his back. We are healed. So we're thanking you for healing this morning, oh God. Healing is the children's bread, oh God. We're believing for healing across this land, oh God. We're believing for more people to realize they need to turn to you, God. Turn to you for the answers, oh God. Turn to you for salvation, oh God. Because we know that in the end, Lord, every knee must bow and every tongue is going to have to confess the Lord Jesus. My God, we thank you so much for the Holy Ghost. It's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. So Spirit of the living God, continue to fall fresh. Lead us, guide us even in our prayers today. Lord, we know today that you are, it's the anointing that destroys the yokes and bondages. So we thank you today for yokes and bondages being destroyed even now, Lord. Even before we call, you answer, Lord. You show great and mighty things, Father. And now, Father, we ask that you forgive us, Lord, for any wrongdoing, any thoughts that we had in our minds that were not pure, that were not clean, creating us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. I thank you that my Redeemer lives and he reigns forevermore. And Father, this morning, each and every person who comes to you early in the morning, in the noonday, oh God, late at night, God, we know that you hear the call, Lord. You hear the prayers, God, and you answer, Lord, even before we call. Many times we see you working things out in our favor, Lord. So we're grateful, Lord, today for knowing that you are the kind of God that you are. You're faithful, you're just, you're sovereign, oh God. You have no respect for a person. What you have done for one, you can and will do it for another. So we're grateful for that today. And, Father, today there are those who need healing in their bodies, and we're believing for healing today, oh God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, there are those who have maybe high blood pressure, sugar, diabetes. Oh, Lord, we thank you that you heal every blood vessel, every corpuscle, every tissue, and every artery, oh God. Heal the brain, oh God. There's somebody's brain that needs to be healed today, oh God. The COVID-19 is in many people's bodies, oh God. And we know, Father, today that you can deliver us from that, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for those who may have heart trouble today, oh God, that you can heal the heart, God, heal the pain, God. In the name of Jesus, my Lord, those who have cancer, my God, so many people with cancer in their bodies, all kinds of cancer, cancer of the brain, cancer of the lymph node, lung cancer, oh God, and breast cancer, Lord, prostate cancer, oh God, and skin cancer, Lord Jesus, and ovarian cancer, Lord. We are believing, oh God, that you heal, my Lord, there are many, oh God, who are just looking forward to their healing, oh God, and we know, Father, today that you are the one who can do it, Lord, so we're believing, oh God, there are those who may be taking treatments for different ailments in their bodies, oh God, but you can heal today, Father, even arthritis, oh God, and we're glad today, oh God, even little children who were born prematurely, oh God, you can fix their bodies, oh God. Thank you for just doing it today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We bless your name, oh God. And there are those, oh God, who have mental conditions, oh God, and they just can't seem to think properly, oh God. They are not fully thinking, oh God, as you would have them to, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today for those who are schizophrenic, those who are paranoid, those who may have Alzheimer's, oh God, those who may have Parkinson's disease, those who are just so depressed, oh God, their brain has caused them to be depressed, oh God, and different imbalances sometimes in the body is causing depression, Lord. So we lose the spirit of healing today, oh God. We lose peace, Lord. We lose a sound mind, God. And we know, God, today that you can do it. Somebody needs to reach out and touch the hem of your garment as the woman did in the spirit realm, oh God, and receive the healing today, oh God, to have faith to believe, God, that they can be healed even now, God. Open up blinded eyes, unstop deaf ears, oh God. Let the mouth begin to speak once again, who was dumb, Lord, the little girl who had the blindness come into her life, oh God. We pray for her and thank you, Lord, today that you're healing her even now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Lord, speaking of healing, there are those who need relationships healed, oh God. So we're believing, oh God, that you're healing relationships today, oh God. We're thanking you for that this morning. In the name of Jesus, family members, oh God, who've been fighting and in disagreement, oh God, we believe, Lord, that you can heal and deliver and bring about peace in the homes, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, the husband begins to love the wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, oh God. We believe that that can happen today, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, the children who have been disrespecting their parents, oh God, that they will begin to honor their parents, oh God, because this is right, God. And they will be blessed, oh God, with long life, oh God. So we are believing, Lord, that the children will begin to honor their mothers and their fathers. Yes, Lord, we thank you for that and that the wives, oh God, will honor their husbands and do what is good for their husbands, oh God, and treat them as you have designed them to treat them in the word, Father. Let there be peace in the homes, oh God. We decree and declare that peace is coming right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father, today for deliverance, oh God. There are those, oh God, who are struggling financially, Lord, and we're believing, Lord, that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness of the world and they that dwell therein. If we need anything, oh God, all we have to do is ask and we shall receive. Seek and we shall find. Knock and the door shall open, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for open doors, oh God, for those, oh God, who have even lost their jobs, Lord. Some can come up with something that they can do, oh God, to start a business, Lord, and not be dependent on other people. So we pray for witty inventions, oh God, and businesses to flourish, oh God, each and every person, oh God. Ooh, yes, Lord, everybody on this prayer line, oh God, we just pray for increase today, oh God, multiplied blessings up in everyone, Lord. We pray for those who have given, Lord, to the ministry, that you bless their seed at least 1,000 times more than what it is, oh God. In the name of Jesus, those even, oh God, who blessed me on my birthday, oh God, we thank you for that, Lord, that you bless whatever they have done, cards and letters and calls and whatever they have done, Lord. I thank you, Lord, today for just people thinking about me, oh God, and thinking about others, oh God. And Lord, we're just grateful for the friendships that are out there, oh God. And we pray for more people to have friends, oh God. We know, Father, today we have to show ourselves friendly, oh God. And so we're grateful, Lord, for all the different people, oh God, who are beginning to find more friends in their life, oh God, that they will not be lonely, oh God, that they will not feel lonely. They can have someone to talk to, someone they can pray with, oh God, someone they can laugh and dance with, oh God. And Lord, speaking of dancing, we pray that we will continue to get up early in the morning and dance before you, Lord, and rejoice before you, Lord, and give you praise, oh God, and just thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing, oh God. It's just so beautiful, God. So we're glad today, oh God, for across this nation, oh God, with all the unrest and all the different things that are going on, Lord, that you bless us, oh God, to be a blessing as we pray, God, as we intercede. So many people praying, Lord. Many people are praying now who have not prayed in a long time. So we thank you, Lord, today for the opportunity. Yes, Lord. To pray, God, and to intercede, God, and see change come, oh God, and the peace will come in the midst of the storm, oh God. And we pray, Lord, today for good change coming, oh God, that you give us the things that we need to do, oh God, that we will follow your word, God. We will follow your prompting, oh God. We will see this nation come to a place of surrender to you, Lord. Yes, Lord, we need people to just decide that you are Lord, that you will become Lord over their lives, oh God. So we lose the spirit of salvation, oh God. Oh, yes, Lord, we know that the harvest is plentiful. The laborers are few, but the Lord of the harvest has sent harvesters to help bring people into the kingdom, oh God. So we're thanking you for that today, oh God. We bless you today, oh God, because you're so wonderful in doing that, oh God. So we are we're just praising your holy and righteous name today, Lord. And Father, I pray for the little kids, oh God, all the children around the world. There are many children who are hungry, who need to be fed, oh God. And Lord, we pray that you make provision, oh God, as you did back many years ago. You gave manna to the children of Israel, Lord. Oh, Lord, you can do anything but them, Lord. The miraculous can happen, Lord. So we believe, God, that you will help those, oh God, who are hungry today, Father, those children who are being misused and abused, oh God. We do decree and declare that they shall have some peace, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, God, today for every man or woman or child, oh God, who is abusing another person, Lord, that they will no longer have the desire for that, oh God. Help them to know you, Lord, in the pardon of their sins, God. Help them to know peace, Lord, what you have provided, oh God. Jesus spoke when he saw the wind and the waves, oh God. He said, peace be still. And we believe, Lord, that peace can be still right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name, oh God. We glorify you, God, because you are doing that, Father. Lord, help us all to just do what you would have us to do, oh God, each and every day, oh God. We will look to you, oh God, and trust in you, oh God. We will be examples of who we are in you, Lord. We will be an example for the world, oh God. We will be an example of the Jesus Christ that is in us, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus, as we show love, oh God. There are so many people who need some love, Lord. So we pray, God, today that the children will be loved, Lord. The people will be loved, oh God. Grown-ups, oh God, need love, need somebody to care about them, oh God, to know that they're not just here existing, oh God. And we all have a purpose, Lord. So, Lord, help us all live the purpose that you have brought us here for, oh God. And we're grateful for that today, Lord. We're grateful for all the people of the world, oh God, all across the world, Lord, whatever continent they're on, or whatever ocean they may be on, oh God, whatever river they may be on, oh God, every valley, every mountain, oh God, we know that there are different places where people can be, God. And we are thanking you, Lord, for the Spirit of the Lord just moving across the world, oh God. Yes, Lord Jesus, yes. Oh, my God, we just pray for this economy, oh God. We pray, Lord, that it will get better and it doesn't, oh God, we know that you're our provision. You're the one who provides. So we thank you for your provision this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God, because you're the one, Lord. You're the one and only wise, God. So we're appreciative of who you are and who we are in you. It's in the name of Jesus I pray and I thank you. I say hallelujah and amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We're going to continue to pray this morning. I'm going to see if I believe I'm going to ask Sister Darlene if you're available to pray. Is Sister Darlene out there? Darlene M?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Are you available to pray today? Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you, Lord God, for waking us up today, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you in advance for everything you have done, Lord God. I thank you for the blood of Jesus, Lord God. I just plead the blood of Jesus over everyone that's on this phone right now, Lord God, and for our plead the blood of Jesus over our families, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God, I just thank you for everything you have done, Lord. I thank you for healing. I thank you for financial breakthrough, Lord God. I thank you for wisdom and knowledge, Lord God, to get us through whatever the decisions that we have to make, Lord God. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just pray that you just give us the wordage to communicate with one another, Lord God. Give us the confidence that we need in order to make it through whatever we need to make it through, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just lift everyone up that's on this line, Lord God. I lift Pastor Darlene, Lord God. I thank you for giving her the wisdom and the knowledge to lead us in prayer every day, Lord God, and everyone that has led us in prayer, Lord God, I just thank you for them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, again for healing, Lord God. I thank you in advance, Lord God, for healing people of COVID-19, Lord God. And, Lord God, I thank you in advance for healing the world of prejudice, Lord God. I pray that we just come up with a solution to get along with one another, Lord God, and that this world become a better place and that you get the glory for it. And it's in the name of Jesus that I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, my sister. We appreciate that. And I'm going to see if there are others here who are willing to pray. We're going to see if Sister Juanita and Apostle Horsley, are you available to pray this morning?
Yes, we're available to pray. Yes,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Okay. All right, so Evangelist Juanita and then Apostle Horsley.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father God, we come, Lord God, continuing to give you thanks, Lord God. Praise, honor, glory, and reverence that you and you alone so richly deserve. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for the prayers that have gone up before your throne of grace thus far, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Father God, that your ears are always open to our cry, Lord God. Father God, as we come to you this morning, continue to give you thanks, praise, honor, glory, and reverence, Lord God, acknowledging that you and you alone are God, and knowing that there is nothing too hard for you, Lord God, thanking you for giving us another day, Lord God, and another opportunity, Lord God. Lord God, you're letting us know, Lord God, that you are not done with us yet, that you still have work for us to do, Lord God. Lord God, that there is still, Lord God, time, Lord God, for us, Lord God, to get it right, Lord God, before you, Lord God, and to do what you have called us to do, and we thank you for that, Lord God. Lord God, as we press on into this day, Lord God, we thank you, Father God, because your word says this is the day the Lord has made. Lord, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord God, we will rejoice in you, our God, our Father, and our Savior. Lord God, we will rejoice, Lord God, for the things that you have set before us to do and to accomplish in this day, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, Lord God. So I ask you for your strength, Lord God, to move forward in this day, Lord God. I ask you, Lord God, that we will have ears to hear you, Lord God. Lord God, I ask you, Lord God, that you will, Lord God, whatever changes that need to be made, Lord God, in our lives, that we will be effective, Lord God, in others' lives today, Lord God, that you will receive the glory, Lord God, so be it, Lord God. And Father God, for this, we just say thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for bringing us through this weekend, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, that there is a hallelujah and a praise on our lips, Lord God, all for you, Lord God. Lord God, I ask, Lord God, Lord God, that as we're moving forward in this day, Lord God, that we will keep looking up, Lord God, that we will not be so focused, Lord God, on all the negative things that's been happening or that are happening, Lord God, or even the negative things that we hear, Lord God. But, Lord God, we will focus on you, Lord God. and ask you how you, Lord God, would have us to pray, Lord God, how you would have us to speak, Lord God, how you would have us, Lord God, to give words of encouragement, Lord God, to those around us, to those that need it, Lord God, to those that need to hear, Lord God, how you would have us to stand in the face of adversity, in the face, Lord God, of all that's going on. Stand, Lord God. Lord God, stand trusting you, Lord God, but being recognized that we are ambassadors of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are ambassadors, Lord God. Lord God, that we are in this world, but we're not of this world. We're just passing through, Lord God. But as we're passing through, Lord God, I ask you, Lord God, to help us to make an impact, Lord God. An impact so strong, Lord God, that those that see and hear us, Lord God, will not, Lord God, doubt that we are your sons and your daughters, Lord God. Lord God, and I just thank you so much. What a privilege and an honor it is, Lord God, to bless your name. Lord, to lift you up to it and to exalt you, Lord God. Lord God, to be a light in this lost and dying world. What a privilege, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we just thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father God, I bless your name, Lord God, for, Lord God, the prayers that many of us may have sent up, Lord God, over the past week and over the past months, Lord God, the prayers that you have answered, Lord God. I thank that you are still a prayer answering God. I thank you, Father God, for the prayers, Lord God, that we're still waiting for, Lord God, that you've given us the faith to stand and to trust and believe you, Lord God, that we will not waver, Lord God. Lord God, that we will hold on to your unchanging hand, Lord God, that we will trust you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for the testimonies, Lord God, that you have given us, Lord God. Lord God, thank you, Father God, because we overcome, Lord God, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimonies, and not loving our lives unto death, Lord God, because death is just a transition, Lord God, from this life into the next life that you have prepared for us, Lord God. So I just thank you, Father God, Lord God, for all that you're doing and have done in our lives, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for strengthening us, Lord God, in every area, Lord God, that we need to be strengthened, Lord God, that we may be seen as rocks, Lord God, as pillars, Lord God. Lord God, as your children, Lord God, Lord, I just thank you. Lord God, I know both seed, I know both son. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord, I know we can never thank you enough for all that you've done and all that you are, Lord God. We can never bless your name enough, Lord God. We can never give you enough praise, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God. Lord God, that you are so worthy of praise, Lord God. Lord God, yes, we come to you, Lord God, with prayers and petitions, Lord God. We come to you, Lord God. Lord God, crying out, Lord God. But Lord God, we thank you, Father God, that through whatever we go through, Lord God, that you have strengthened us, you are strengthening us, Lord God, and you're with us every step of the way, Lord God. So, Lord God, I bless your name and thank you that whatever any of us, Lord God, on this line are going through, Lord God, that we have a God who is with us that never leaves us nor forsakes us. I thank you, Father God, that we can stand in the gap and pray one for another, Lord God, and believing in faith, trusting and believing you, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that we have a group, Lord God, that we, Lord God, have, Lord God, one another, Lord God, that we can just pray one for another as your word says, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that your word says, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, that you tell us, Lord God, in your word that no good thing will you withhold from those who love you and walk uprightly before you, Lord God. So I thank you, Father God, for the love you've given us, Lord God, to love you back, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you're helping us, Lord God, to walk uprightly before you. And even when we fail, Lord God, we can get back up and get on track, Lord God, knowing that we have a God that guides us with his eyes. Thank you so much, Lord God. I bless your name and thank you, Lord God, for each and every person on this prayer line, Lord God. I thank you for giving the continuous strength, Lord God, to your daughter, Pastor Darlene, Lord God, to our brother, Apostle Horsley, Lord God, to Pastor Scholastica, Lord God, to continue, Lord God, to carry on, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for those that have been on this line over the years, Lord God. And continue, Lord God, to come forth. Some we don't hear, Lord God, but I thank you, Father God, for continuing to work behind the scenes, Lord God, to continue to give your daughter, Lord God, Pastor Darlene, Lord God, the strength, Lord God, and the insight, Lord God, as to how to, Lord God, to run this prayer line, Lord God, and what to do, Lord God. I thank you for it so much, Lord God. Thank you for the words of encouragement, Lord God, that continue to come forth, Lord God, because we all need to be encouraged, Lord God. Lord God, because there are times many of us, Lord God, we all, Lord God, fall, Lord God, into despair at times, Lord God, but we need to to be continually encouraged, Lord God, looking up to you, Lord God, the author and perfecter of our faith. Thank you so much, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Father God, for the prayers that we continually send up for our family members, Lord God, our children, our grandchildren, Lord God, those of us that have great-grandchildren, extended family members, brothers and siblings, Lord God, parents, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that your ears are open, Lord God, to hear, Lord God. Lord God, I bless your name, Lord God, that we will continue to pray for our unsaved loved ones, Lord God. We will continue to pray for the unsaved ones in our communities, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, just as you told our brother Joshua, Lord God, that every place the soles of his foot tread upon, you will give for the kingdom, Lord God. I pray that for each and every one of us, Lord God, that we will go to places, Lord God, and claim souls and territory for your kingdom, Lord God, regardless of what it looks like, Lord God. Lord God, regardless of how what actions are being taken place, Lord God, we will just claim souls and territory for your kingdom, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, that we come to you, Lord God, in faith, praying and calling up to you, calling unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Thank you so much, Lord God. Lord, about seeing out of all seeking our dosa. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord, I just want to again adosa. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord, I just want to continue to give you a hallelujah, Lord God, because you are worthy, Lord God. Just want to continue to bless your name, Lord God, because there is none like you, Lord God. I want to continue, Lord God, to say thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to continue to move forward in you, Lord God. Lord God, standing, Lord God, regardless of what's going on around us, Lord God, trusting you, Lord God, enduring hardship as good soldiers, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, Lord God, that we are ambassadors for you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that we can say, Lord God, if God be for us, who can be against us, Lord God? Because we know no one can stand against a holy and a righteous God. So I thank you for giving us the strength to stand on your word, to stand in faith, to trust you, Lord God, to endure hardship as good soldiers, to press on toward that prize, which is indeed in the high calling of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord God, I ask you, Lord God, this morning, Lord God, Lord God, you forgive us, Lord God, for anything that we may have said, done, or thought that's not pleasing in your sight, Lord God. Lord God, creating us a clean heart, Lord God. Lord, renew our right and the steadfast spirit within us, Lord God. Lord, I ask you not to cast us away from your presence, Lord God, nor take your Holy Spirit away from us, Lord God, but I ask you to restore to us the joy of your salvation. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, the joy of your salvation. Lord, we thank you for salvation today, Lord God. We thank you for healing and deliverance today, Lord God. We thank that you are our mighty God in whom we trust, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the God that does not and cannot fail, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we will call upon you, Lord, because you truly are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, so shall we be saved, my enemies. We thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for this privilege, Lord God, of a new day in you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity, Lord God, to come before your throne of grace. Thank you for the fellowship that's taking place on this line, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. So I just thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your love that does not and cannot fail. Thank you, Lord God. I'm just grateful to you this morning, Lord God. Lord God, for blessing us and keeping us, Lord God. I'm grateful, Lord God. So grateful and so thankful, Lord God, that you love us, Lord God, that we can't even imagine how much you truly, truly love us, Lord God. But I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for every door you're opening, Lord God. I thank you for the doors you have closed, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for the plans you have for us, Lord God. Thank you for the plans you have for my life. Thank you for the plans you have for each and every life on this prayer line, Lord God, as we continue, Lord God, to seek you out, Lord God, and to commune with you, Lord God, and to ask you what we must do, Lord God. Thank you so much, Lord God. I thank you for this privilege and opportunity, Lord God, to stand in the gap, Lord God, to call out to you, Lord God, to pray with my brothers and sisters, Lord God, to commune with you, Lord God, the creator of heaven and earth, the one who called us out of darkness to walk in this marvelous night. Thank you so much, Lord God. And I just bless your name, Lord God. Thank you for the continued testimonies that will come forth, Lord God, the continued healings and deliverances, Lord God, the continued salvation, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for you are truly the giver of every good and perfect gift. I thank you, Lord God, for life, Lord God, and life more abundantly in you. I just thank you, Lord God. Can never thank you enough, Lord God. But I bless your name for this opportunity, Lord God, to be in fellowship with you and with my brothers and sisters, Lord God, given you glory and reverence. I bless your name, and I say yes, Lord, to you, Lord God. Yes, Lord, you have your way, Lord God. Lord God, not my will, Lord God, not our will, but let your will be done in these lives that you own, Lord God, that you have blessed us to experience in you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. I honor you and I praise you. And I say thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name I pray and give you thanks. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Apostle Horsley, are you there? We can't hear you if you're speaking. Okay. Evangelist Janice, are you available to pray this morning?
Yes.
Okay, if you'll go ahead, maybe Apostle Horsley will. His phone will get better.
Thank you, Lord. Most gracious and everlasting Father, it's Janice again. I come to you in a prayer. I come, Heavenly Father, because you said in your word, asking it shall be given. Seeking you shall find, knocking the door shall open. I come, Heavenly Father, because you said in your word, if my people, which are called by your name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, then they'll hear from heaven, and you will heal the land. Lord, our land needs healing today. Lord, this land needs so much healing today. This one against that one and that one against the other, Lord. And it doesn't make the Christian indifferent toward this life and its problems. Heavenly Father, I come asking you to have mercy upon us, Heavenly Father. I ask that you touch the troublemakers that's out there destroying this land today. I ask that you touch the peacemakers, Heavenly Father. The peace of God that passes all understanding, Lord, I'm asking you to touch each and every one. Because peace is not puffed up, confusion, backbiting, hatred, envy, or jealousy. So, Lord, I ask that you place the peace of God that will keep our hearts and minds stayed on you, Heavenly Father. Lord, I'm not ashamed to tell each and every one that I need you each and every day of my life, Heavenly Father. I'm dependent on you no matter what my situation is, whatever I may be going through, I depend on you. I ask that you strengthen my faith, that my faith will not fail me. I pray for each and every one of my children. I call them out name by name, starting from Tamika, Narika, Shancy, and Reggie. Lord, you know all about them. You made them and you created them. And I pray for everyone on this line that have children and their grands. And I call out my grands, Heavenly Father, Amir, Cameron, Kirsten, Kristen, Reagan, Raven, and Ross. All eight of them, Lord, and RG. I call all eight of them out, Lord. I pray, Heavenly Father, you continue to shield and protect them. Not only my grands, Lord, shield and protect everyone that's on this line, children and grandchildren today. I give you the honor, I give you the praise, and I give you the glory this morning, Heavenly Father. I give you the honor, I give you the praise, and I give you the glory because you are God and besides you there's no other. I pray for the moderator that run this line, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Heavenly Father, you gave her another birthday, Heavenly Father. That means she can continue to teach us, Heavenly Father, your will and your way, Heavenly Father. You have extended more life on her, Heavenly Father. And for that cause, Lord, I just want to say thank you, Lord. We give you the honor. We give you the praise and the glory, Heavenly Father, for everyone that came to this line and everyone that come to this line. I decree and declare the Jabez prayer over them, that you will bless them indeed and you will enlarge their territories, that their hands will be upon you and that you will keep them from evil, that it may not cause any pain. If you did it for Jabez, Lord, You will do it for us because you say you are the same yesterday and today, Heavenly Father. And for that cause, Lord, I just want to say thank you. I give you the honor, give you the praise, and I give you the glory for our homes, that you're making our homes of love, peace, and contentment. I give you the honor, the praise, and the glory, Lord, for our health, that the healing power, Lord, that's working in our bodies, and it's working in the name of Jesus. I give you the honor, give you the praise, and I give you the glory today. I just thank you, Heavenly Father, for looking beyond our faults and finding our needs. I give you the honor, give you the praise, and I give you the glory, because we can't do anything without you, Lord. But it's your goodness, your grace, and your mercy that keep on keeping us. And for that cause, I just want to say thank you, Lord. I give you the honor, give you the praise, and I give you the glory, Lord. I just thank you for all things, Heavenly Father, because you've been so good to us, Heavenly Father. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. I give you the honor, give you the praise, and I give you the glory, Lord, because you sit high, you look low, and you see it all, and you know all about us, Heavenly Father. And for that cause, Lord, I just want to say thank you. I give you the honor, I give you the praise, and I give you the glory that you have your blood on our doorpost that will keep our enemies away. I give you the honor, I give you the praise this morning. I just want to love on you today, Lord. You've been so good to me, Lord, and I just want to say thank you. I give you the honor, I give you the praise, and I give you the glory. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Well, praise the Lord. Thank you, Evangelist Dennis. Apostle Horsley, we're going to see once again. Are you available? I don't know what's going on with your phone, but we're going to.
Oh, wait. Okay. You see me now? Can you hear me now? Okay, then. Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, I put the phone to my head. Then you, Lord, we move, we breathe, and we have our being, O Lord God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for the prayer, prayer, deliverance ministry. We thank you for the sake return, Lord God, of the pastor family, O Lord God, Pastor Dolly, and O Lord God. Lord God, we come to bless your name, O Lord God, for your keeping power, Lord God. In spite of all that happened over the weekend, oh Lord God, and things that are going on, so Lord God, it looks like chaos to us, oh Lord God, but we understand that nothing takes you by surprise, oh Lord God. We set ourselves in agreement with the circle of friend, oh Lord God, and this hour of power, pray, Lord God, that you're going to move by your spirit, oh Lord God, and move by your power, Lord God, and clear up the situation, oh Lord God, at least to make it livable, oh Lord God, that the tension would be broken, oh Lord God, that is troubling people, O Lord God. Lord God, everybody's on edge, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So, Father, we thank you this morning, O Lord God, for being here, Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, that we're able to come and pray, and thank you, O Lord God, for keeping us. We thank you for the service on yesterday, Lord God, and the word from you, O Lord God. Hallelujah, God, and the word from your prophet, O Lord God. Lord God, that when you say it, O Lord God, it is so, Lord God, that your words are forever steadfast in the heaven, O Lord God. Lord God, we want to pray for first responders, oh Lord God, children, oh Lord God, that are out for the summer, oh Lord God, up and down and every which way, Lord God, here and there, oh Lord God, that you will protect them, oh Lord God, from its culprit, oh Lord God, that's in the earth, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you will bless those, oh Lord God, who finances have taken a severe hit, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, some have lost their jobs, oh Lord God, during this time of the pandemic, oh Lord God, but we pray, oh Lord God, that they withdraw closer to you, O Lord God, that they would seek that face, O Lord God, and ask, what must they do to be saved, O Lord God? Just want to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, which your name deserves in the name of Jesus. Thank you for their life, the children, grandchildren, O Lord God, and safe traveling, O Lord God, you have provided for the son to go and come, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, continuously, let's keep that drive, O Lord God, that give them patience, O Lord God, that when they stop, O Lord God, that they would just begin to just trust in you, O Lord God, to restore that patience, O Lord God, and law enforcement, O Lord God. Lord God, it seems like some things start out as a minor thing, O Lord God, or just a minor infraction, O Lord God, that's way up, O Lord God, and lately, Lord God, it has been wound up being a death, oh Lord God, a fatality, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. And people are meeting untimely death, oh Lord God, at the hands of the law enforcement officers, oh Lord God. So Lord God, we ask that you would look into the situation, oh Lord God, that you would shake things in that area, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, those that need jobs, oh Lord God, those that are going through financial stress, oh Lord God, those that need a new witty invention, oh Lord God, as the pastor had mentioned, oh Lord God, to begin to start out in a whole fresh era, Lord God. There's those that need homes, oh Lord God, and we're seeking homes, oh Lord God. We understand, oh Lord God, that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man which you have prepared for them that love you, Lord God, and we love you here, Lord God. At Prayer, Prayer, Deliverance Ministry, oh Lord God. There are those, oh Lord God, who have court appointments coming up, oh Lord God, and I myself, Lord God, have checkups at doctor appointments this week, oh Lord God. We pray that all be well in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, we thank you for the strength, oh Lord God, that you give us day by day, oh Lord God, that you're keeping powers, keeping us, oh Lord God, that you're protecting, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you're blessed at every prayer request on the prayer list. And we thank you to support us, Father, and we praise you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, realize there's no one greater, Lord God, no one than you. So we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Say amen and amen again.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. We're just grateful once again for what God is doing. Thank you, Pastor Horsley, Darlene M., Evangelist Juanita and Evangelist Janice for the prayers today. And I know everybody is agreeing with what we're praying about, because we know that where two or three are gathered in the name of Jesus, that he is in the midst. And as we touch and agree, we see God moving. So we're grateful for what God is doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. But right now, if anyone has a prayer request or a testimony, something you might want to share today, the lines are open for you to do that. Amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Belinda. I have a prayer request. As you were speaking about the mind, Friday night, little Jazzy walked away and they Baker-acted her, but she voluntarily went in, so she's going to be discharged today. I just need you all to just keep me covered. Keep me covered as I travel to Texas tomorrow to my great nephew's memorial service. So just keep my whole family. I know you all did that this morning, but continue to pray for Jazzy Cruz. And I thank you
Amen.
All for that. And just keep me in prayer, too.
Okay. And there's something I would invite each and every one of us to do. We're going to pray for Zimbabwe. I believe today is their day of prayer. And so we just want to be in agreement with them that God will bless that country and help them, and not only them, but, you know, just people around the world. But we did, I believe, today is the day that they're having a day of prayer for the country. Their president has asked everyone to pray. So we're going to pray for that country today. All right. Anybody else with something you want to share or testimony, prayer request?
Amen. Well, I have something that's both a testimony and a prayer request. I've been asking for the Lord. I said, I really need someone to mow my yard, I was saying. And I said, Lord, I really don't have a lot of money because I got a kind of a big yard. So I was just leaving it, you know, not really being overly concerned about it. But there was a young man that had had done something for me last year. His name is Leon. And he's a Christian, you know, but he's running from the Lord. You know, he's caught up into drugs, into alcohol, and he talks about it. But he just happened to came by last Monday, and he says, asked me if I wanted to get my yard done. So I didn't have the money that day. So I said, well, you come back. I told him a couple of days to come back. And he said, well, I can do half now, and I can do the rest later. I said, no. You know, I said, because I don't have the money. But what he did, he came by on the following day. And he did part of it, and it got dark before he can finish. And then he came back the next day. He completed the work, you know, and when I went to pay him, you know, he just started talking about the Lord. He says, you know, he says, I thank God that he sends me around people that are Christians that will encourage me. He said, I know I'm running. He said, and he told me about his family, that he has a family. He comes from a long line of history of people that's in ministry, pastors and evangelists and things of that nature. And so I was just so blessed, I said, because, Lord, I said, even though this young man has issues and he acknowledged he has issues, you still have given him the heart, you know, that he's not one that's running out robbing folks or whatnot. He's willing to work, you know, to support his habit. And I said to him, I said, you know what, so I'm going to keep praying that you'll start running from the Lord. I said, because many of us are running from the Lord in certain areas. And I was just so grateful, you know. So my testimony is that I thank God for answering the prayer, you know, that I can get my yard done. It didn't cost me a whole lot of money. But my prayer request is that this we will pray for this young man and anyone that's in that position. Because I know many people that want to serve the Lord and want to do right by the Lord just have these things that just keep them bound, you know. So that's both my prayer and my praise report. Amen.
Amen. Let's give God praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, to get that grandson and her opportunity to witness, oh, God. Thank you, Lord, help Leon, oh God, as he is just struggling, oh God. In the name of
Jesus,
Lord, thank you, Lord, that he is free, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
The Son says, free is free indeed, oh God.
Yes,
we thank
Lord
you, Lord,
God,
today that He
indeed,
has
indeed,
desired
Lord,
to come to you, Lord. That
thank
He
you,
will
Lord,
come,
Jesus,
Lord, and serve you.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Yes, his life, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Pray for,
hallelujah,
Lord, today that every demonic spirit,
hallelujah,
oh God, will be removed
every
from his
Lord,
life,
God,
Lord.
Let it be broken, oh Lord.
Glory to your
Father,
name, Lord.
Father,
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank
Jesus,
you, Lord, God.
Yes.
Yes,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
praise
you, Lord.
God. Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And I also want to pray for my brother Roderick. I want to pray for Tony, Yvette. These people are dealing with drugs, alcohol, and things that are going,
yes,
on in their lives.
Yes.
Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Yes.
So we want to pray for them to be delivered,
yes,
and
yes,
also to come to Jesus,
thank you,
Christ.
Lord.
So we thank,
thank
God
you,
for
Lord,
that. So.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Yeah, look, we're going to go
thank
ahead
you,
and pray for these requests. Pray for Zimbabwe. Pray for Jazzy Cruz. Our sister Belinda,
yes,
is traveling. Sister Juanita wants us to pray for Leon, and we'll pray for Roderick, Tony, Yvette, and anybody else who you know needs prayer. As we're praying, just lift up their names to the Lord,
yes,
and we know that the Lord will heal. So let us pray.
Yes,
Lord, we just thank you today.
Heavenly Father, we thank
right
you for this morning.
Yeah.
We know that we can come to you,
Lord,
and to you, Lord God,
God,
with a humble spirit. You want us to repent. You want us to turn from our wicked ways. To be present and righteous. And Lord God, we ask that you, Lord God, will answer us right now, Lord God. You will perform a miracle. Thank you for every prayer request, Lord God. You know everything that was spoken this morning. You knew what we were going to speak, Lord. We know that we thank you right now. We thank you, Lord. Our children. We pray ahead to protect us. We pray for provision.
Oh, God, I pray that you will position us too, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, lead us and guide us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake, Lord God. Yes, Lord, we know that you will put your people in position, Lord God, to be led in the right direction right now. We pray for our leaders, Lord, and those that are over us, the authority over us, those that are preachers, Lord God, and deacons and pastors, evangelists, apostles, prophets, prophetess, your teachers, Lord God. Father, we pray for our government, the president, the Senate, the Congress, the state representatives, the mayors, the police chiefs. We pray, Lord God, that you will stretch out your hand. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that you will protect us, Lord God. Lord, as we ask you, Lord God, we know that warning comes before destruction, and we thank you this morning, God. We thank you right now, Lord God, for Jesus shedding his blood on Calvary. We thank you right now, Lord God. He was a sacrifice for our lives, and we thank you, God, for your saving grace. Your mercy is so new this morning, and we thank you for the fresh anointing. Thank you that your word said you will pour out your spirit upon all flesh, and we thank you for that right now, Lord God. You let people be obedient to the word of God in the name of Jesus. We praise you for that this morning.
Moved by your spirit, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Moved
yes.
By your spirit,
mm. Touch the hearts of the broken heart, those backbiters and backstabbers and murmurs and complainers, Lord God. Speak to their hearts. Speak to their hearts, Lord Jesus. Yes. Draw them closer to you, Lord God. So that they, Lord God, will present themselves holy to you. Only you can cleanse us. Only you can save us. And we thank you for that right now. Only you can draw people to you. Thank you for the many souls that are being drawn to you right now. Those that are going to be saved, delivered, and set free. Every household to be saved. Every home shall be saved in the name of Jesus. All of our family members in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Right now, in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Yes,
let
Lord.
Us walk
yes,
the faith walk in the name of Jesus. Yes, trust
Lord.
God. Trust yes. Him. Let us be people that will correct people in the name of Jesus, not to
yes,
beat
Lord.
Them up or badger them in the name of Jesus. Let
yes,
us encourage them,
Thank
not
you.
Discourage them in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Let us love. Let us show love in true spirit and truth.
Yes.
Let us show the love of God. God is love.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord once again. I am so grateful for us to be able to come together. We're in different places, different cities and states, and we're still able to come together as we have been doing for many years, and God has done so many wonderful things, and I thank God for my birthday. It was on Saturday. I did enjoy the day. God is good. I have a wonderful family, have wonderful friends, and just thanking God for all that he did, you know, the different cards and encouragement and gifts that he provided me with. I really appreciate everyone who sent a salutation or called me and cards. I may have some in the mail. I haven't seen my mail yet, so I'll see that today. But I thank you in advance, and praying that God will continue to multiply each one, whatever you have sown, even into the ministry, that God will multiply that seed at least 1,000 times more than what it is. Yes, I believe that God can do that. You know, the book of Deuteronomy 1 and 11, if you would just take a read of that and see what the Lord spoke in there, and if he did it for them in that day and age, he can do it for us now. So we're just believing and thanking God for that. So everybody, thank you for being here. I pray that you will have a lovely, awesome, beautiful day. You will come back on tomorrow. We will continue our prayers. We will pray without ceasing as the Lord told us in his word. And so you all go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That's the spirit of zealousness. I know that we need to be zealous for God and the things of God. And so I believe that the Lord will bless you real good as you trust in him. Talk to you later. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.